BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Tuesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's time to change your profile pic on Facebook from a summer scene to an autumn one. Summer is off. Charlie Sloth is returning to his proper home. Tuesdays. How are those holiday romances coming on now that summer's over? We find out. And Radio 1 new boy Cal Spellman is in the wet seat on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
So how was last night?
Oh, it was epic.
Yeah?
Scottish gigs are so good.
Yeah.
So last night I was at the
Are you sure? You don't want to get this wrong.
What?
What, name the wrong place that you were last night?
No, I'm confident on this.
Okay.
I certainly won't forget this one in a hurry. It was a great gig. Queen Margaret Union in Glasgow. What a night. So good.
Anyone in the masks?
No masks this time. No Scott Mills masks. But I did manage to play the first Christmas song at a student gig this year.
Oh, that happened?
Yeah, Mariah Carey was on. A lot of people were looking a bit confused. A lot of people loving it, though.
And did it go down well?
Really well at the end, yeah.
Feeling okay today?
I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, why?
You look a little bit weary.
Oh, well, surprisingly, I am, yes.
Okay.
Right.
I've got something I want to test on you. It's just something I've seen online.
Oh, no, okay.
Just
go
a quick
on.
Test, okay? Don't overthink it.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you a basic question.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it wrong, okay?
What do you mean, don't get it wrong?
Right. What does Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Y-E-S.
Y-E-S, yes.
It spells...
Yes.
Okay. What does E-Y-E-S spell?
Yes. E-S.
E-Y-E-S.
Yeah. E-S.
So what does Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
What does E-Y-E-S spell?
You've already asked me. E-S.
E-Y-E-S.
Yes. E-S?
E-S.
E-S.
E-S. You sure about that?
I think. 3 hours sleep, though.
Not eyes.
Oh. Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
I've seen this video online, and it's this guy testing his girlfriend with this one. It's one of those tests that sort of fuzzes up your brain with some people, because right, it's such a basic question.
You would choose today of all days to do this on me as well, wouldn't you?
So Y-E-S spells yes. You got that right. E-Y-E-S spells eyes.
Clearly eyes there, yes.
Unless you're very tired and you're Scott Mills, in which case it spells E-S. It's worth testing on people, though. It works on some people.
Have you got the video there?
Yeah, I've got the video here. Have a listen.
Caleb?
Yeah?
What does Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
Y-E-S.
Why?
Y-E-S.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What does E-Y-E-S spell? If Y-E-S spells...
Yeah. Yes.
What does E-Y-E-S spell?
E-Yes.
Yes.
See what I mean? She can't get it right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cal Spellman's about to play Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Oh, he's topless outside.
Just sort of stripping off in the live lounge.
Hello, Cal. So, what are we doing it topless today, are we?
No.
Oh, Cal's up for it. I mean, that's... Oh, no, he's put a shirt on now. Okay,
no, good. I think the deal is...
No, normal service is resumed.
Well, no, if we do it topless, you do it topless. It's all or nothing. I think that's the deal.
I'm absolutely fine, actually.
In fact, that's what we're going to do from now on. All the stuff you make me do, you should have to do the same.
I don't think so. There's a reason you're here, love.
If I'm dressing up as the governess tomorrow... Thursday, sorry.
That's happening. The shirt's just arrived.
You should be dressing up as the governess as well.
Got some extra sass today, have we? That was Nick Jonas and Levels on BBC Radio 1.
There's just no need for it.
There is the governess shirt has arrived from the website.
Next day delivery, straight
in my basket.
I've never seen you be so proactive in anything.
So I've got you a shirt which is just like the governess's one on The Chase and Hegarty. Now, it is an XXL.
Fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But it's here. I'll get it tonight when I go home, and then we're going to play bingo with The Chaser on Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Notice you've changed your Facebook profile picture, Chris.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it weird that I've noticed that?
Weird that you keep an eye on it, because that was only yesterday, actually, that I did that.
So yesterday's picture
was, well, same one it's been for a while, was you doing yoga on a, it looks like quite a hot picture on a beach. Not that, not you doing yoga was
hot. It's not
hot,
me actually doing yoga. It's a picture of me looking like I'm doing yoga.
Right, okay. But it looks hot and sunny there.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying that you look hot. I'm saying it looks hot.
No, picture. Well, I do. That's why it's my profile picture.
Okay. And now you've changed it, I've noticed, from a summer scene to more of a winter one. You're wearing a winter coat on a football pitch somewhere.
That's, yep, that's me when I managed to get on a pitch at Vicarage Road. And yes, I'm wearing a winter coat and scarf. It just feels like it's time to change the profile picture. It's that time of year.
I think today is the day where everything needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Profile picture-wise. Because, I mean, I had to get the winter coat out last night when I was in Glasgow. It's getting colder. And there's just something a bit weird about looking at profile pictures of people in, like, a bikini or, like, swim shorts. You know, like the summer ones, because it's getting colder.
I see what you mean. So now that it's a bit colder, you're not enjoying looking at people in bikinis as much as you were before.
No, not so much. Or like hot dog legs next to the pool, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be winter before you know it.
So what's your thinking on this, that it's the right move that I've done?
Yeah, no, I think it's totally the right thing to do because autumn is a coming.
Yeah.
Is it actual autumn now? I think it is.
It is. Isn't that a catchphrase from Game of Thrones?
What? Autumn is coming?
I'm sure it was, wasn't it?
Probably. I mean, we can't have Hodor back on after the terrible incident that happened last time.
No, of course. Yeah.
And he says one word and then he said another word.
But yeah, look, I've changed my picture. I think it's that time and I've noticed more and more people doing it.
Yeah.
Changing the season, change of profile picture.
Let's all do it today. Like, change them to more of a winter scene.
Got you.
Like Chris has done, I think. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Kel Spellman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Now, Kel is our newest recruit at Radio 1, and he does Sunday afternoons between 4 and 7. You might know him already from CBBC, from the official chart on there. He's had various things to do with Hack of the Dog over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like to talk about it much anymore. He's moving on from it.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, he's moving up. He's got a job on Radio 1 now. It's all good.
I don't have to worry about a talking dog anymore.
So 4 till 7 is when you can get Kel on Sunday and the last hour of the show. I'm always driving around when it's on, so it's like amazing music, like all number one songs.
Yeah, they are. And do you know what? They're brilliant because they do catch you off guard, some of them. What was the one on the weekend? Don't You? By the Pussycat Dolls. That was number one 10 years ago. Right?
Was it 10 years?
Yeah, so that one pops up and you're like, oh, okay, I remember this tune.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded good though.
Oh no, thank you.
So 4 to 7 on Sundays. Also, you can catch the number one show on iPlayer. There's a little show for you on there as well. And Kel is very excited because he's about to play his first innuendo bingo.
I'm so excited. I am trying to keep it cool, but I am buzzing.
He is absolutely buzzing for it.
It is, like we were saying this yesterday, it's like an initiation
that
you have to go through.
Yeah, everyone has to do it when they join Radio 1. And the first one is always the wettest, and then it just gets easier, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Have you been practicing at all?
I have, you know, actually, since because you did say to me when I popped in on Friday, you're like, you should probably practice your technique. Then someone else said it. I was like, okay, I'm actually going to give it a go. So I did. I gave it a go in my shower.
That's hilarious.
Or like when you're on your own?
Yeah, on my own. Right. But it's really easy in a shower because obviously you just tilt your head up, there's a load of water there, and then you could practice your technique against the kind of glass.
Okay.
That's how weird.
We'll be able to tell in a minute because you can tell you can tell the people that have practiced and the ones that haven't, because some of them are lame. They've got no explosive power in their mouth.
Yeah. I thought when you said practice, like the only situation I could imagine you doing it is say if you've got mouthwash and you just violently spit that out. And then really there's no other circumstances with which to practice because, you know, if you're having a drink in your kitchen or something, you're not going to spray it all over the oven, are you?
That's what I mean
you've found the one situation that's...
Yeah.
But it was good because with the glass as well, I was getting a feel of actually I wasn't... When I started off, my spread wasn't that great.
No.
I think I've got it a little bit better.
Wow.
I mean, I love it, you know.
Yeah, you've
got loads going on in my life.
Great time, I know. It's keeping busy.
Be like
really busy.
Okay, so we're going to assume positions in a minute, lads, and you can watch this on the Radio 1 website, on your tablet, on your phone, anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on a screen, you can watch this happening live. Kel's rocking quite a short today, I'm not going to lie. He purchased them on holiday.
Yeah, I mean, on holiday I thought they looked great, and then I've kind of realised, actually, back at home, they are a bit short.
You're one of those,
short,
aren't
true
you?
Jazzy.
You're the kind of guy on holiday that will wear the shorts that go right up as far as you can.
Yep.
Maximum tan.
Get those legs out.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Do you know what I mean? I'd never do that.
No.
Suss this lad out here, aren't I?
Yeah. Now, also, you need to change your profile picture today because we're getting into autumn now and we're getting everyone to change them.
Ah,
autumn
okay.
is coming.
Autumn is coming, as they say
from
on
Game of Thrones. That's the tagline of the show.
Can we just say that's really annoying people? We know that
that's
it's
why
winter
we're
is
saying
coming.
It.
I know, but it's really winding what? People up. It's winter is coming.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it not summer is coming?
No, oh, don't. No, it's really making people mad. Danny from Tiverton says, too early for my Christmas jumper profile picture. Go for it, mate. It's going to be Christmas before you know it.
Mm.
What is yours at the moment? Are you in Rixton?
My profile picture is me in Rixton, but the cover photo is very summery. I'll be honest, I've gone for the shot looking out the kind of front of the sea with the waves crashing up.
Yeah, that needs to be changed immediately to you in an autumn scene.
Okay.
We're all going to do it
today. Although saying that, he does look like a good mix. You've got the summer shorts on, you know, riding high, and then you've got the...
riding high.
And then you've got your autumnal hat.
Yeah. My mum always tells me off for that.
What, the hat?
Yeah, when I wear a beanie with shorts.
You wear it all the time? Oh, with shorts, right?
Yeah, she's like, why are you doing it? You just look like a plonker. Oh. I can't make up your mind. I'm like, cheers, mother. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, mum. Okay, right, are you ready for it?
Yes.
We're going to play Bourne's Electric Love, and then it's going to be Kel Spellman's first innuendo bingo. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Get ready.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And we welcome for his initiation Innuendo Bingo today, because he's Radio 1's newest DJ. It's Kel Spellman. Hello.
Hello.
So excited. Look at him.
I am really excited. <you know>?
Okay. All right. So, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready. Yep. Yeah. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. Now, remember, it's quite cold
at
first.
Sorry.
What?
The shorts are, they are ridiculous.
They are
Kel.
Short.
They're really short.
I'm glad you like, just for you though, Chris.
Right.
A bit early flirting before the water begins. Okay, get to Radio 1 website now. You can see exactly how short they are. I don't think they're that bad. Oh, mind you, you're seeing... Yeah, you've got a...
Well, they've got the netting and everything,
you've
so
got
don't
an
worry
interesting...
about that.
I've got some netting. You've got an interesting POV there. Okay. Right, water in the mouths, please. Loads of it, lads.
You're attracting quite a crowd here.
Ah,
oh, Life Lounge has suddenly got busy.
These shorts
wow.
maybe were a bad idea.
I think it is the shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, water please, in the mouth.
Okay.
And for first, in your bingo clip today, let's go over to the World Athletics Championships. Oh, wow. All that hair is going to get so drenched in a minute. No hands, Cal. It's going to come out. Spray it out. Now, oh, no. Ooh, I think we've got a squirter. What is that noise? Everything's started.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Here we go. World Athletics Championships. Okay. Now, after a big victory, it's always good to celebrate. And it's fantastic to see that Mo Farah still does this in front of such large crowds.
Thank God and thank for British distance running that Mo Farah didn't give up distance running. He's given this... us and lots of other people. Paula, he's given us so much pleasure, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and I think he's given himself pleasure there too.
Blimey.
You've got quite a spray on you, Chris. Oh, Chris, are you impressed?
That is spray.
It's like you're doing it in slow motion. It's kind of, it's an interesting
that
approach.
Took my breath away.
The practice has paid off. Buzzing.
It has.
Buzzing.
Mo Farah there.
He's given himself pleasure there too.
Yes. Okay, now we're going to Radio 4's Desert Island Discs. And poet Imtiaz Darker is telling the presenter about her nightly routine. Now, what I love about Imtiaz Darker. What I love about her. Mm-hmm. It's her punctuality.
Let's have your final piece then. Tell me about your eighth choice of the morning.
Well, I work late in the night, and wherever I am in the night, I come at 12:45.
Talking about her love of the shipping forecast there. Thank you to Paul for that one.
Good time of night.
So punctual.
I come at 12:45.
Every night.
Mm, great time of night.
Water, please. Okay. It's Kel Spellman's first innuendo bingo. And Channel 4, come dine with me now. At the dinner table, this host is talking about part of a costume he designed for Madonna at the Super Bowl. And the conversation wanders to the host's achievements.
It was for a Super Bowl. It's the largest audience ever. 111 million people watched it live.
So 100 million people saw your helmet.
Oh, I got in there
early.
That
was the best
one
yet. Yeah. That was a great one.
Oh, no.
Do you know what?
Can't even see.
What's happening is because the force of both sprays are sort of meeting in the middle.
Yeah, I like
and,
it.
And just turning into this big cloud.
It's like when Harry Potter and Voldemort, you know,
exactly
both, that is what it is, right?
That's
now.
Exactly it.
100 million people saw your helmet.
Okay, Charlotte and Swindon, thank you for that one.
That's it, isn't it? We both got our ones out and we're sort of just like
spraying each
just
other.
Spraying away. In the middle.
Mm. Spraying away with our ones.
Water, please, if you could. Thank you. It's pretty cold, isn't it? Now, who has ever seen Eamon Holmes in the mornings on Sky News? It's brilliant. He literally wakes up on air. When he first arrives, have you ever seen it at like 6 o'clock? He's like, hello, this is Sky News. Just wakes up on air. It's brilliant.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, here's Eamon. Eamon on Sky News. And he's telling co-host Isabel here about all the challenges of getting up so early for his show.
Isabel, you know how tense I get in the morning, don't you? I'm absolutely rigid some mornings.
It is, it's like a water cloud. Eamon Holmes there.
Yeah, I'm absolutely rigid some mornings.
Fitz in Ipswich emailed that one in. Remember, if you spot an innuendo, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll find it and it could be on. Okay, now we're going over to the Steve Wright Show on Radio 2. Water, please. Chris, you're getting a soaking today. You weren't expecting this from the newbie, were you?
No, not at all.
Oh, there it goes again. Interesting squeaking noise every time he spurts the water as well. I don't know if anyone else has noticed.
No hands.
No hands, Cal. Steve Wright on Radio 2. Now, a lot of people wonder what DJs get up to while the songs are on. And Steve is more than happy to share with us what he does while he's playing a track.
Was that him?
This one gets Chris every time.
This is him singing to
a
this song. Yeah.
Let's try again. Come on. Try and get through this one.
This is the hardest one.
It is, I know it is. Just try and put it out of your head. Come on. Here we go.
Stop, mate. You can see you're trying really hard.
Yeah, it's really an effort for him. Look,
I'm very disappointed as soon as he starts singing along.
It's a great falsetto on the lad.
What, please? Once more, come on. Get through it, come on. Just ignore the singing bit.
That was me doing Enya.
Thanks, Steve. Okay.
Wow.
Now, that was a good one, that. Wow. Now we're going over to Posh Porn on Channel 4.
No, to what?
Posh Porn, you know, with pawning items and that.
Yeah.
I've never seen this show before. If you could take some water, please. Uh-huh. Never seen it, but I now have it on Series Link, and here's why.
Next time on Posh Porn.
When I saw the size of his chopper, I couldn't believe how big it was.
Luke in Ipswich, thanks for that one.
When I saw the size of his chopper, I couldn't believe how big it was.
And now, we're going to the Great British Sewing Bee on Innuendo Bingo. Wow, it is a wet one today. Everyone's dripping. Over on the Sewing Bee.
Oi, you went over my leg there.
Sorry, Chris.
Over on the Sewing Bee. I don't really know who's coming up with these challenges for the contestants. but you certainly don't get this on Bake Off.
Each one of these seams forms the channel in which our sewers will be inserting their boning. If that channel is not exactly the right width, either the boning won't go in or it will move around.
Ooh. How terrible. Apparently that's an important part of the process if you're making a corset. Keeps the shape of them, apparently.
Common problem.
It is, yeah. Must watch that more often.
Either the boning won't go in or it will move around.
OK. Water, please. One more.
You all right?
How are you feeling? Yeah? You loving it?
Yeah.
Is it wetter in real life?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any part of you that's dry right now?
Obviously, I guess.
No.
No, there actually isn't.
No, nothing.
No, I don't think the hair's dry.
No.
No.
Water, please. You know Bernice from Emmerdale? What's funny about that? Nothing. You know Bernice from Emmerdale? Chris, that's not funny, though. We mentioned... Help, don't you start. Come on. We mentioned Bernice last week. Oh. Now, business is booming for Bernice. Water, please. And to be honest, it's no surprise with this clever sales technique.
Hi.
Quiet morning.
Yeah, I'm just popping into town. I need to get some milk. I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
Now that's an offer, isn't it? Oh. I certainly go to her shop.
I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
And that was Kel Spellman, Innuendo Bingo. Did you love it?
Absolutely, that is a dream come true.
Come and do it again soon. That was
brilliant.
Please
have me.
Of course we will. Oh. That was an epic first one. And I think for a newbie, as we're saying, Chris, quite a sprayer.
Very good, very good.
Kel's on Radio 1 between 4 and 7 on Sunday, and the last hour is all number ones. It's brilliant. Have a listen. Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Hey, I was getting loads of tweets last night. I wasn't actually watching it, but loads of tweets about, you know, the geek quiz, Only Connect. We talk about this every week now.
Yeah. It's proper geek night, isn't it? I mean, you've got University Challenge on before, then you've got Only Connect. I mean, I saw a bit of University Challenge. I saw Reading getting absolutely boxed.
Did they?
When I was watching it, yeah. Honestly, mate, they were getting thumped.
Were they? Poor Reading. Only Connect, though, is for... I mean, it's not for people like you and me, Chris. It annoys me that I don't know any of the answers.
It makes University Challenge look like an easy pub quiz.
Yeah, I mean, it's for people of a higher intelligence than us, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And big shout out to Victoria Corrin, who hosts it. She tweeted me last week, because I said on Twitter, the jokes at the end of Only Connect are getting better, or something like that, and she was like, hooray! She says, hooray, a lot.
I'm surprised her tweets aren't more wordy.
Yeah. Oh, no, some of them are, if you look back.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go to last night's end joke. She always does a joke at the end of the show, and we never get it. Let's see if we get this week's one. Loads of people on Twitter were saying it was genuine lols last night.
So that's it for another show. The hooter has sounded. And that's just a producer in my earpiece. Poor woman has a stinking cold. It's straight to bed for her. And you too, I hope. It's nearly 9 o'clock. What do you think this is, Ibiza? Goodbye.
It did. No. I mean, it got a small reaction from the crowd.
There was a titter. Okay, should we try it with the canned laughter again?
Yeah.
Because I think it's just missing an audience. That's what it is.
That's the thing. I think what she's saying is way funnier for people like us if we hear some laughter at the end of it.
Because we're stupid, is what you're saying.
So that's it for another show. The hooter has sounded. And that's just a producer in my earpiece. Poor woman has a stinking cold. It's straight to bed for her. And you too, I hope. It's nearly 9 o'clock. What do you think this is, Ibiza? Goodbye.
Oh, I see. It's so much better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One thing that will never get old for me, as long as I'm at Radio 1, is Danny Howard off of Dance Anthems trying to explain dance music on Radio 4 to a man that didn't have a clue.
So the build that you hear there with the laser riser is like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build-up is one of the most important parts, and you feel it. It's, something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Have we heard the drop yet?
We just heard the drop then.
All right, didn't even know.
Missed the drop there.
I love that clip so much.
This is going to be like, you know those old videos that we found of Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, obviously at the time he was doing all these quite sort of budget videos.
Yeah.
Maybe. And now he's a massive superstar DJ. Danny will never shake this.
Never.
Like we'll Calvin, have it. Calvin Harris, we're trying to make sure he will never shake Jam TV.
There's the lasers there. Hey, did you hear Grimmy this morning? And did you know about the school run?
It's brilliant.
It's such a good idea. So imagine, right, there you are at school, you're waiting for a lift home, but instead of like your mum or your brother picking you up, your favourite celebrity picks you up from school and then drives you home.
And actually drives as well.
See, that's what I can't get my head around with this video, right? So Ollie Murs turns up and is like, oh, hi, guys, all kind of casual. And they're like, oh, it's Ollie Murs, because like he is their absolute favourite. Listen to the reaction here.
Look at Ollie Murs.
Where?
Oh, my gosh. Look at Ollie Murs. Oh, my gosh.
She actually...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
How
you
doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's the same. The funny thing is she keeps saying, oh, my gosh, every time he gets nearer and nearer to the car. Like, Ollie Murs.
Oh, my gosh.
He's getting
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we need to make a montage of that, don't we? But what a really nice reaction to him as well. And they got to ask him questions and he did drive them home.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's, you know, when you used to get a lift to school, like my mate's mum used to give us a lift to school and she was the worst singer. In this video, you get to see Ollie Murs. He just breaks into song.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's the coolest thing.
And Grimmy's in the car behind and kind of persuades them to ask Ollie some really tough questions in their ear. So imagine getting a lift off of your favourite celebrity. That's what it is. Mm. It's on BBC iPlayer right now. See, there are certain stars that I can't imagine driving, and Ollie Murs is one of them. So when you watch the video, it's like, that's weird seeing Ollie Murs drive a car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he looked quite comfortable with it as
well. Looks like he can do it. Looks like he may have even passed his test. It's on BBC iPlayer now. The School Run. Have a look and just imagine if that was you, like your favourite pop star in the whole world, instead of your mum, turns up and just picks you up from school and drops you home.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Sophie, who's listening in the office at the moment. She says, I'm loving the tunes today that Radio 1 are playing. The only perk of being in the office alone is you can sing as loud as you want. Do you know, before I joined Radio 1, I used to work at other radio stations.
No.
And generally, you'd be on your own in the studio. And to be honest, it's the only thing I miss. Because I used to be, like, if I was on my own now...
You miss being on your own?
Well, in the... No, don't take it personally. In the studio, I'd be, like, going for it, like, want to be stronger! Like, on my own, because it's only me in there. But with you lot in here, I can't really do that.
Well, we can all leave.
Well, so I can sing to Clean Bandit?
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is we can all leave and just leave you to it.
No, you're taking this the wrong way. I like you being
here. And tomorrow
here.
You can turn up and, you know, we'll leave everything to you.
No.
Everything can be organised.
No, I like you being here, guys. It's just that I just can't sing along to the songs anymore. It's kind of embarrassing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Dan in Blackpool is not happy with me. He's like, Mills, you've got some explaining to do. I've just seen your Instagram. Apparently you played your first Christmas song at some student gig in Glasgow last night. Where's our listeners' Christmas song? I need you to deliver Christmas on Radio 1, like you always do. And this year, you've done it with some students in Glasgow. I feel betrayed. Dan, don't worry about it. I will still deliver your Christmas on Radio 1. Sooner than you think.
What's the deal with this then? What made you do it last night?
It just felt right, and I felt that with that crowd, it was so good that you could pretty much play anything and they'd just go for it. So I was like, okay, it's time to whack out the Mariah.
Yeah. So it wasn't that, you were running out of music towards the end and you just thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to have to do it.
Absolutely not. No. It just felt right. And as soon as the ding, 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 ding comes on, everyone's like, oh, yes. And they got involved. There was a few confused faces, but generally, they were loving All I Want for Christmas Is You last night at QMU in Glasgow. But don't feel left out just because I've done it at a gig. It will happen soon.
I worry you've done it too. See, I worry that doing that last night was, you know, it was a bit premature.
Let's not forget, a couple of years ago, I played one in August.
That's true.
So that was... an idiotic move. My friend Polly's been on, who's obsessed with Christmas, and she really hates it they play them. She's like, this is not cool. You know how I feel about Christmas. Do not play. She's texting in now. Do not play it today. Don't do it. No, 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 no. Might be today, might be tomorrow, might be whenever.
When you see the video as well, people, there are some people that don't want to dance to it.
Oh yeah, there are a few like protesters like, well, no, it's September, I'm not dancing. But generally, they got involved.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Earlier, we were talking about changing your profile picture to reflect the fact that it's summer's off now. And we're trying to persuade you to change your profile picture like Chris has done on Facebook. So your old one was you.
It was me almost doing yoga. Yes. It looked like I was doing yoga. I mean, I would never do yoga.
Splayed out on the beach. It looks like a sunny day.
Yeah.
And now you've changed it to you in a winter coat on a football pitch.
Yes.
Because now summer is off. Let's face it, it's over. So you wearing shorts or a bikini on a beach doesn't look right in your profile picture. You need to, like, get a scarf on it.
Well, it's a bit like when it gets into the summer, you change your profile picture to those really summery pictures.
But now
we're doing right to do.
Yeah, we're doing the reverse.
We're moving on now.
So let's have a winter scene, please, on your profile pictures from today. Today's the day. I'd also like to know how people's summer relationships are going as we head into autumn. Maybe you hooked up with somebody in Magaluf. Have you met them since you came back?
Oh, this is good. Yes. Mm.
Because they can be quite intense, can't they, those things? You know, when you meet somebody and it's hot weather and like you're on holiday, so you've got loads of free time, you can get fully involved with somebody. How's that going for you now you're back in the grey UK?
Oh, it's true, because at the time it feels really good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a happy vibe.
Yeah, when you're on holiday, it also everything's really positive and sunny, literally sunny.
Yeah, there's no like everyday things to do. Mm. Every day's sunny, you've got loads of free time, you can eat loads, you can drink loads, and you can just have loads of fun. But what's it like when you come back here? Now that autumn is a-coming, are you still in touch with them? Are you as keen, is what I'm saying today. This reminds me of my old flatmate. Do you remember this story? He wasn't even on holiday, he was on a work trip, I think, to New York a few years ago. And obviously he's a happily married man now. Mm. But this is a while back, and he met this girl, I think it was at a conference, and I remember her being, she was from Texas, and he was obsessed with her, because it was like a movie. There would be, like, he'd be sending me pictures of long walks they were doing in Central Park, there'd be, like, cocktails they were drinking on rooftop bars. It was a bit like a scene from New Girl in New York, having an amazing time. Had such a great week, because you know what it's like? It's really intense. You're never out of each other's sight, and it's that stage where you can't wait to see them again. It's like, argh!
It's true, because it goes from nothing to something so quickly.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to him. He was in New York a week, and he came back and he sat me down on the sofa. He was like, Mills, I'm going to marry this girl. This is the girl I'm going to marry. And I'm like, really? He was convinced.
Right.
And
he's happily married now, of course.
He is happily married now. But this just shows you how it can happen, you see. Because it's a holiday vibe. She came over for a week, not interested.
Really?
No. It was like someone had burst the balloon.
But what do you mean? So she came to visit?
She came to visit because he was convinced.
And at that point, was he still happy with it? But it wasn't like...
No, he went off her really quick. Because you're sat in our flat. It's different.
It's not the same.
No. And I felt sorry for her. And mostly he was out most of the time, so it was just me and her sat in the flat together going, all right,
sure, y'all, let's watch TV.
And I guess it's not even like your boyfriend and girlfriend from the holiday romances. It's just that you've had a great time out there.
Yeah.
And it's the next time you know that you'd quite like to see them again and that something should happen, but they get here and it definitely
just didn't
doesn't
work. No, not at all.
Rubbish.
I know.
And then just had to sit around for a week or two.
Well, it's mostly just, as I said, just... me and her eating pasta in our flat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Case in Liverpool. My friend went to Canada for 1 month and fell in love. Head over heels, complete love. Comes home, misses the girl so much that she moves to England. Month later, all off.
Oh.
Convinced.
Oh, that's
It's
sad.
Horrible, isn't it? But it does happen.
It's just that, you know, the holiday, how nice it is on holiday, and then you come back here and it's not the same.
And suddenly you're in Stoke-on-Trent. Nothing that's wrong with that. But it's not Malia.
Oh, no, it's... it's same. You get back to Eastleigh.
Absolutely. Eastleigh is not Magaluf.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I like. Just different, isn't it? Rationale. Fuel to the fire on Radio 1. Bastille, I've just tweeted. So awesome to hear Rationale being played on Radio 1 right now. So that sounded really good. Debut album is coming out. I've been working with Dan from the band. Dan actually told Rationale that he'd been added to the Radio 1 playlist. And he was like, yeah, right, whatever. And he said he has to read it 5 times from all angles to be sure that that was true. You are definitely on the playlist. I just played it.
That's
Rationale.
Really cool. So Dan passed that on, did he? He had to ring. It was like a Simon Cowell.
It was.
In
it was
that
like,
situation.
You know, guess what? You're on the Radio 1 playlist. Get out. No, I'm not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So excited about Charlie Sloth. It's not even right.
It's such a good week, this one, isn't it? Because we've got Charlie Sloth back today. Anne Hegarty on Bingo on Thursday, the governess. It's just
a big week.
I just think it's a really
huge,
big, exciting week.
Massive week, isn't it? Really good. Can't believe we've got one of the chasers on Thursday. Incredible.
But then I miss Charlie Sloth as well. It's just a fantastic week. It feels good. It feels
it does.
Good to be here this week.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. It's definitely on. I can't wait for you to wear this chaser outfit, mate.
I know.
I've got it all set up.
I mean, I said this earlier. I've never seen you be so proactive in anything as trying to source the exact outfit the governess would wear.
Why would I not want to dress you as the governess? If you don't watch The Chase, just Google the governess Chase and you'll get a vibe of what outfit Chris is going to be wearing in front of her on Thursday. Such a lot. Go on.
I just had a thought. Can you imagine if Charlie Sloth was a chaser?
I can, actually.
Because I kind of can.
No, I
as
can.
Well.
He's got that kind of mean, moody look down. And there'd be like some smoke on his entrance and he'd just like walk in.
Oh, no, I've got the Sloth.
Yeah. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That would be what they're saying.
Yeah. Right, there's such a lot of love for Shawn Mendes right now. You will have seen him as the support on the Taylor Swift World Tour, if you got there early enough. He's playing in London tonight, and that sold out in, guess how long?
I imagine really, really quick, right?
1 minute. Just 1 minute. So he's 17, he's going all around the world with Taylor Swift right now, and he's on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Grimmy tomorrow. If you love Shawn Mendes, make sure you listen to Grimmy tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't believe this Tuesday has finally come. Reunited at last. Oh my gosh, it's Charlie Sloth.
Shall I do that again? Yeah. Where was the reverb, Billsy, man? I mean, come on.
Sorry, I'm slipping.
Line me up properly, fam. I mean, I deserve the reverb at least.
I'm slipping.
Right, so we go again?
Yes.
You ready? Ow! Yeah! Oh, gosh!
You'd be nothing without the echo, would you, love?
No. It didn't sound the same, did it? Yeah. It didn't have the same impact. It didn't cut through.
Nah. Absolutely not.
Oh, guys, I've missed you two so much.
I know, it's just not been the same on a Tuesday. There's been nothing to look forward to.
Yeah, that's how it feels in my life. I'm like, without you two, without this show on a Tuesday, I live a lonely life, man.
Yeah.
It's a lonely existence, man.
I mean, you've got that massive house as well, just floating around.
Floating, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean?
Like, walking around.
Yeah, you've got a lot of space there.
A lot of space.
And you know, if you're on your own, then we still haven't been invited around to the pad.
Well, you've been invited a few times, you just haven't come.
It's so weird, because I was on the train coming in this morning, and I was thinking to myself about the dryer that you have in your bathroom. I don't know why I started
thinking
about this.
Human dryer.
What?
He doesn't have towels.
I don't have
in
towels.
In his place. He has a machine that dries him.
Well, that's a lovely thought, isn't it? Thank you.
It's a human dryer. It's incredible, actually. It's probably one of the best things I've bought
in a long time. It's a bit like the ones... the powerful ones that you use
for your hands.
But
it's for your body.
So Charlie steps out of the shower, goes onto the dryer there.
And you can imagine your bits are floating everywhere.
Yeah, all right.
A minute later, he's bone dry.
Well, that's just lovely. Thanks so much for that.
It is literally a minute as well. It takes a minute and you are dry. Ooh. And I don't even need a hairdryer, fam. It's just like, I'm good to go.
Notice that you're wearing a kind of all-in-one camo jobber today.
Yeah, you know.
Are you hoping nobody will see you? Because that's not going to happen.
I actually wore this for you guys because I thought, you know what, today I've not seen you guys for a while, so I'll make an effort.
You're not very camouflaged, though, are you?
No, I wanted.
We can definitely
visible.
Still see you, Charlie.
Oh, it's good for you to be back. I'm loving it. Okay, let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. Mm-hmm.
The role of Colonel in Chief in the Norwegian Army is held by a penguin.
Oh, these ones are stupid.
That's ridiculous, fam.
So, well, there's a penguin in the Norwegian army.
But they might mean penguin in the same way that I say penguin. Now, when I say penguin, I'm talking about people that are filled with envy and are very jealous and are very conniving about how they go about things in life.
Oh, it's an insult.
It's an insult almost, yeah. So maybe they're describing the colonel and the chief in the same way, using the penguin in the same context that I do.
The colonel and the chief.
The colonel and the chief. Because I also say chief as well.
You do, actually.
Chief.
All right, chief.
You're right, colonel.
So.
That one. So, okay.
We could run with that. We could start that.
Yeah, you could. Well, you could.
You're
a
colonel.
Don't know.
So, the role of colonel in chief in the Norwegian army is held by a penguin. Donald.
Mad at me because they can't fly.
Donald.
That's what I say. It's part of what I say.
I know, yeah.
Can you imagine if Charlie could fly? That would be a wonderful sight.
Give it some wings.
Sometimes in my head I can.
If Charlie could fly.
Sometimes in my head I can fly. I get carried away sometimes. I was talking about this last week. the fact that...
What?
Like, certain times, yeah, I'm not even joking. After I come out of the clubs, I actually feel like I'm a superhero. It's got to the point where I dress up as superheroes when I leave the club. People think it's weird, but one man meets
another
man's poison.
So you dress up. So as you go to leave a club, you put on a cape.
No, well, I've actually got the proper suit. So I've got the
Which
Batman.
One? Batman?
The full Batman suit, the PVC one. So it, like, fits. Like, right. You see the muscles and everything.
So there you are. You're walking out of Icon and Diva in Camberley. feeling like a superhero.
Yeah. And I'll just dress up, and then I'll jump out at a service station dressed up as a superhero. Walk in there, and in my head, I'm a superhero.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I'll walk in there, and I'll be like, hey, there's something you don't
just
know
tell
about
me, is there a penguin in the Norwegian army?
I think, this is the weird things happen. Like, I think this is real.
I'm going to say no real. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Colonel-in-Chief Sir Nils Olav is a king penguin at Edinburgh Zoo and was given a knighthood in 2008.
What? So he's actually a real penguin?
That's right.
You can knight an animal?
Yes. And next.
Rapper Kanye West now follows two accounts on Twitter. That of his wife Kim and now his local broadband provider.
Oh, that's so good. Is he trying to get free broadband or something?
I don't know.
You don't need it.
So up until now, he was only following Kim. Mm. And
I mean, it's not like him to be arrogant, but it's quite arrogant, that, isn't it? I'm not going to follow no one apart from my lovely wife. Oh, and also TalkTalk.
But then his broadband's gone down and he needs to...
Hello?
Is that what's happened? The broadband's gone down. He's needed to message his broadband provider, but they've asked him to follow and he's fallen right for it.
I think he has. So yeah. Oh, no. And you know he'll be getting all the spam emails now as well. Leave me alone.
Oh, gosh.
So does he now follow two people, broadband provider and Kim? Real or no real?
I'd love this to be real. I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real. I can't see Kanye West falling for that.
That one is no real.
No, I made that one up. Sorry, Chris. You fell for it. And finally, on today's Charlie Sloth, real or no real?
A new app has been developed that plays Nickelback every time you try to contact your ex.
Actually, a good idea, because it would really dissuade you from doing it, wouldn't it?
Which song?
Imagine, right... So you're looking at a photo of your ex. You're like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to try and contact them again. So, and then this happens. Look at this photograph. Oh, actually, I won't bother. Every time I
do, it makes me laugh. Oh, I see. So it's designed to put you off the phoning of the ex, right?
I believe so.
But why is that going to put you off? Because that kind of made me feel a little bit emotional and, you know, encouraged me even more to call the ex, especially a lonely Sunday night. Your phone hasn't rang for an hour, maybe two. No texts from anyone else.
I'm worried where this anecdote's going.
I am.
And then, you know...
I miss Nickelback, don't you?
No.
No. No. Now, hang on. So, I'm getting more info. So, this app...
Yeah.
It plays Nickelback every time you just simply look at a picture of your ex.
That's clever.
That is clever.
But how does it know?
Well, I assume you've got signed pictures to it and stuff. If this is real, you've got to go to a lot of effort just for an ex. I'd say you sort of just want to get rid of anything that reminds you of your ex and your phone, surely. So I would say, I think this can't catch on. I think this is no real.
I think it would depend for me what Nickelback song it was. And if it was Photograph, I wouldn't really like it. If it was, however, Hero by Chad Kroeger, now you're talking. Real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one. I can see this being real.
No real for me.
That one is real.
Unbelievably, it's called Nickel Block.
Oh, my word. Title first, was it?
Yeah. Every time you think about your ex, just place Photograph.
That is absolutely genius.
And you're downloading that app, it's going straight in your basket.
I know. Oh, sure.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 10, Charlie got 20.
Yes. Back on top. Back on top, fam.
Yeah, don't know. Got a massive show coming up on BBC Radio 1 Extra today.
Yes.
Mel Gibson. It's passing through today.
Wow, okay.
Mel Gibson, we're going to be talking about the new Die Hard film. Die Hard 22. It's a brand new film, which is going to be out in the cinemas in
Goodbye
October.
Now.
Why are you wheeling me out?
Wheel him out.
Why are you wheeling me out for, man?
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it.
Did you like that? Then listen live tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't do that, then get this podcast every single day.